Eric Kingma of the Hawaii Longline Association says 80% of the fish we eat is in restaurants. So much less fish is cooked at home. But maybe that's going to be changing. Jamie Hamamoto grew up fishing here on Oahu and writes the Ask Jamie column for Hawaii Fishing News. She says more people may be discovering the pleasures of fishing.
When I go to the beach, I like to be there before the sun comes up. I enjoy watching the sunrise. I know now with COVID, I'm not supposed to be doing these things, but in the past, you know, lying on the beach, just enjoying, relaxing, while waiting for the fish to bite. Growing up, you know, my dad would always tell me, it's not about catching the biggest fish. It's about doing something that you enjoy doing.
Jamie, after years of seeing fish under plastic or on a plate, I'd be almost scared to catch a fish at this point. But you must have grown up with fish around.
Yes. So one of my uncles has a boat. He and his son, they would go out on the boat and they would bring back a lot of fish for us. So mahi-mahi, ahi, it was always available.
Are there a lot of people who rely on fishing for a good part of their normal diet?
During this pandemic, there was this Facebook page started by, I believe, Matt Ramsey. It helped the non-commercial fisheries to try and quantify how much pounds of fish were caught during this pandemic, as well as how many people it fed. I was astonished to find out that between April to September, over 10,000 pounds of fish were caught by, you know, local fishermen within the Hawaiian island. And it went to feed over 11,000 people. Those numbers alone let me know that it makes up a huge part of our diet and a huge part of our, you know, our lifestyle here.
Are you seeing a lot of first-time fishermen out there?
I don't know if it's necessarily first-time fishermen, but with a lot of the layoffs, money is, you know, scarce. So making ends meet is difficult. So I know a lot of people, maybe it's not their first time, but they haven't fished in a long time. And, you know, they're going out to, you know, feed their family. Some people might be going stir crazy during this pandemic. So just getting out and trying to do things like that, it probably, you know, helps a lot of people.
Even I was looking at my old pole and thinking, I think I need some hooks. How are fishing supply stores doing these days, Jamie?
When I personally go to a few of these stores, I see that there's a line out the door. I don't know, it might be social distancing, but from what I've seen, yes, they are still, you know, busy. Without the fishing supply stores, you know, us local fishermen would have a very hard time trying to catch anything.
So this isn't something you can just order everything online and just head out?
You definitely could, but one of the things about our local fishing supplies is they're very knowledgeable and willing to teach. Maybe even recommending places to go. I was taught the fish cannot see what you're using. They're under the water. So go down to a local fishing supply and just get one of those combo sets, like the rod and reel. As long as you're familiar with it and able to cast it, you're pretty much set. I would go to He'i'ia, the boat ramp in Kaneohe. I know I bought my cousins there when they were 3 or 4 just to get their first experience. It's definitely fun.
Jamie Hamamoto writes for Hawaii Fishing News. When you throw a line out in the water, your thoughts tend to follow. It could be a good thing.